Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, how's it going? I'm Robert DeLong.
And I'm Jerry Bryant. This is the JBTV podcast from the JBTV studios in greater downtown Chicago. Robert DeLong's in the studio. We're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about songs. Plus, you're going to hear some incredible live music. And you have a brand new album out now, which is called?
It's called See You in the Future.
Actually, it's an EP. I guess I consider anything on vinyl an album now.
Right, right.
You know, but it's amazing. So
thank you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's all coming up next right here on the JBTV podcast.
JBTV. Welcome to the JBTV podcast. Each and every show is dedicated to great music lovers. And on this edition of our JBTV podcast, we are featuring a brand new band. Are you ready? The podcast starts right here, right now.
New music.
So here we are. Welcome to the brand new edition of JBTV from the heart of the Windy City, downtown Chicago. Now, this show is so special. You have on stage video monitors, cameras, lasers. It's amazing. Did you put all this together on your own? Did you think all this stuff up as you were doing things?
Yeah. I mean, it slowly evolved over time. But yeah, it was something that I put together all by my lonesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's so cool because you've got old technology with new technology.
Right. I'm using, Nintendo 64 controllers and Wii remotes and then, the newest computers and laser harps. So who knows?
Yeah. Now your laser harp fucking kicks ass. That is amazing. Now, how did you discover that? I've never seen one before.
You know, Jean-Michel Jarre, kind of one of the early innovators of live electronic performance, was the first person I'd seen do it on just like YouTube clips and stuff in the past. And like since I saw it, I was like, I want one of those. And then tracked down a guy in Italy that makes them and had him make one for me, send it to me, and it took me like a month to figure out how to use it. But here we are.
Oh, you got it down.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how you can just go through there with your hands and move it around, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to use your hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the UV light could like damage your skin.
Oh, so that's why you had that paddle or something,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, okay.
And I noticed you have the glasses on, too.
Yeah, but sometimes I forget to put them on.
Yeah, but it looks so much
cooler.
I don't
need my eyes anyway.
Yeah, it's all about the music.
Right.
Yeah, well, your songs are so good. And the last song you did, Favorite Color is Blue, that is a super hit. And especially with Kay Flay, because you guys, she's been here before, too.
Oh, amazing. Very cool.
Yeah. So how did you hook up with her?
We live in the same neighborhood in Silver Lake, Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it was just like we had met at a festival years ago, but we just kind of reconnected once we were like, you know, a few blocks away from each other. And honestly, we went to the same bar and one thing led to another. And it was like, hey, you want to write some music? And we did. And that's how it happened.
Wow, what an awesome
great story,
song.
Right?
Yeah, it is a great story. It's those kind of things that are interesting. You don't expect, and you just run in, and it just happens.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Beautiful. So where do you write your music?
Well, I write most of it in my home studio, which is like a back house garage that mm-hmm. I have converted in Los Angeles. But I also write a lot of music when I'm on the road, like mm-hmm. in the bus, in the airplane, and in a car, whatever. Yeah.
Have you written anything on this tour so far? Seeing it just started.
I mean,
come on, we expect
first
a song
show
today.
Is tonight. No, I mean, I'm always working on like beats and stuff. I've mm-hmm. definitely made a bunch of like starts of things, which may turn into something at some point. So yeah.
And the setup you have is so custom, the way you did everything. That is amazing. And for bigger shows, you even have more stuff you bring out, huh?
Yeah. I have a full drum set, a full percussion rig, and I run around playing all these different things and doing the live looping. And then I also have a drummer that joins me for about half the set. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that you put all this together. Now, when did you first start doing music?
I started doing music when I was about 10, and I'm 12 now, so like 2 years.
Well, I'm 18, so it works out good.
when I was about 10, my dad was a drummer, so that was kind of how I fell into it. But I was always a computer nerd as well, like doing like programming from when I was a young kid. So,
what was your first computer?
Ooh, I think it was a 286, AMD 286. I think we were rocking like 13.3 megahertz. So yeah, you know, killing the game.
That is so cool. It's amazing that you use old equipment, because I love old equipment too. It has a certain sound and everything, you know.
Right, right, definitely. Well, yeah, you must love old equipment. You got a lot of cool stuff here, huh?
Yeah. I'm from the 50s, so I've had every piece of old equipment there is, you know.
Love it.
Yeah. So what's our first song you're going to do here on our JBTV HD stage?
Well, the first tune I'm going to do is an intro that leads into Beginning of the End, which is a song off my new EP.
Yeah. Where'd you write this song?
Ooh, where did I write Beginning of the End? I wrote it in Los Angeles, actually in Santa Monica, California at a studio. So yeah. That's it was so cool. Actually the day after Trump got elected. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the song could have turned out really bad if you were depressed after this.
Well, I don't know. It's called Beginning of the End, so I'll let you draw your own conclusions.
I think it's totally appropriate for what's happening in America today. Here it is, Robert DeLong. This is an awesome, awesome artist. Make sure you follow him on Facebook and Twitter.
Are you ready? 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 To go. I should have seen the signs, but I didn't. My eyes were open, heart was blind. No vision of what's bubbling under the surface. What did I do to deserve this? How can we cross this great divide? You gotta tell me, is this a wasteland? Are you a goner? How many days you were underwater? I wanna think we'll be alright, alright. Or are we too far gone? 'Cause you're looking at me now like a shadow, my hands hold on. There must be something left to lose. Did I miss the beginning of the end? The end, the end, the end, the end, the end. Where did we go wrong? Or are we too far gone? Writing on the wall, can't read it, but I think it says I should have called, and I didn't. Strange how one thing can lead to another until it's too late to recover. setting ourselves up to fall. I know it's sometimes, it makes me wonder, why do we bother? How many days we're underwater? I wanna think we'll be alright, alright. Or are we too far gone? Cause you're looking at me now like a shadow, my hands hold on. There must be something left to lose. Did I miss the beginning of the end? Cause you're looking at me now like a shadow, my hands hold on. There must be something left to lose. Are we too far gone? Cause if this is what we chose, wanna know where did we go wrong? There must be something I can do. Did I miss the beginning of the end? The end.
Well, stay tuned. We have a lot of music on this edition of JBTV. Robert DeLong's in the studio. Now, another live song on our JBTV HD stage. What's next?
What's next? Well, my next song is another song from my new EP called First Person. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice song. It's a love song for the end of the world.
Oh. Let's see, the beginning of the end. Love song for the end of the world. Are you trying to tell us something here?
I don't know. I'll let you draw your own conclusions on this
one. Well, the aliens are taking over at 12 o'clock tonight, so be watching for it. Here it is, First Person, Robert DeLong. This is your show from downtown Chicago. We bring you the best music, the best artists. This artist is amazing.
Nobody understands me, nobody like you do. we got no secrets to tell. You know me like I know myself. Well, it's alright, all of my time in the world, I want you to be my one girl. It's alright, it's alright. If you were the first person on earth, we would be together when it ends. Started when we had no name to words, finishing each other's sentences. Nobody understands me, nobody like you do. So if I'm the last one standing, I would wanna watch it burn with you. I would wanna watch it burn with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I just, when I first started hearing your songs and stuff, when was the first time you heard your music on the radio?
Shoot, it would have been my song Global Concepts in 2012, maybe, in Los Angeles. I was sitting in my, I was drinking a 40 in my truck listening to the song, so it was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
How exciting was that for you? Because it's like, there's something about being on the radio and hearing it in your car. It's like, I finally got there, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was mind-blowing. It was a very special experience, of course. Yeah, yeah. I think the first time I got to hear one, like, legitimately, like, you know, it wasn't just like playlisted, you know, and I knew about it coming up, was with my parents in the car, which was even
more
exciting. Yeah.
You see, it's working out. I'm on the radio now, Mom
hey,
and Dad.
Hey.
Well, they've been supportive if your father was a drummer, you know.
So. Right, right. I mean, they helped me pay rent until I figured out what I was doing with my life. So, yeah.
Let them keep paying rent.
Yeah, well, I wish.
Well, this is a great addition. Robert DeLong's in the studio, and your new EP, a new album's called?
My new EP.
It's an EP, okay.
An EP yeah. Called See You in the Future. Mm-hmm. Came out a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. It's tight.
Yeah, and where'd you record it at?
Recorded all of it in Los Angeles, mostly at my home studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's something about having a home studio that's so great, isn't it? You can just relax and do things on your own schedule and do scratch tracks and embellish on them. It's so cool.
Yeah, no, for me it's essential based on what I do. You know, I'll get inspired at 3 in the morning and go out there and work until 8 a.m., you know, or I'll, you know, wake up at 10 a.m. and just like immediately start working in my pajamas, whatever. It's amazing. It's great.
It's a passion.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think music, because I've just gone through stage 4 cancer and all that, so I'm recovering and everything. But music is so important for recovery. So anybody out there, if anything happens to you health-wise, turn up the stereo and listen to Robert DeLong, because he's going to make you feel so much better. Now another song on our JBTV stage. What's next?
I'm going to play a song called Revolutionary.
Ah. Tell us about this one.
Ooh, all right. Well, this is a song that was kind of, you know, I think we all have anxieties related to modern technology and, you know, whether or not social media is a good thing in our lives and stuff like that. And so that was sort of the lyrical basis for this tune. And, you know, then I added a G-Funk synth at the beginning. And, yeah, there's the song.
And here it is right now on our JBTV HD stage as the music continues with Robert DeLong.
Well, my name is Robert DeLong, and it's a pleasure to be here with y'all here at JBTV. Click and I like, measure up, scrutinize, counterfeit.
extraordinary lives. I'm a sick prototype. I'm a sign of the times. Faking like I made it for their eyes. I'm paralyzed. Let's not keep wasting away. Beyond our high-res display. Let's be revolutionary. Yeah, we could be so much more. Let's be more than ordinary. Let's be revolutionary. New history can't ignore. Let's be more than temporary. Stuck in a loop. See the post, read the news. Addicted to the story, not the truth. Every click adds into all the ad revenue. Pay to reinforce my narrow views without the proof. Searching for someone to blame beyond our high-res display. Let's be revolutionary. Yeah, we could be so much more. Let's be more than ordinary. Let's be revolutionary. New history can't ignore. Let's be more than temporary. All this fear, all this war, we could give it all away. While we're here, we want more than just standing in line. No more cash, no more gods, just give them all away. Just give them all away. Let's be revolutionary, we could be so much more. Let's be more than ordinary. Temporary.
So you like your graphic back here? This one's a still I put up.
But, yeah.
We got the moving one and everything.
It looks just like me. I don't know how you found that.
Yeah, you're so dressed so well, too. I'm here in my crappy T-shirt, and he's
it's
like,
a beautiful
you know,
T-shirt. I love it.
Yeah, well, it's an original JB TV shirt.
There you
so,
go, baby.
Yeah.
JB TV.
Yeah. 35 years I've been doing this crazy show, all for great artists like you, giving you a platform so you have a place to do music where it's not under the pressure of regular television, but it's sort of like a, you know, a real concert setting, you know.
I love it. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It looks great. It sounds great. It's yeah, it's fun. Good vibes all around.
Yeah. So and the audience was cool too, you know, because today's like a crappy day out and they showed up for you. So.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm amazed. I mean, you know, Chicago in the winter, I'm surprised anybody does anything.
Well, our weather, I got to tell you, the whole global weather thing is crazy because one day it's 90 and then it's 20 below. I heard out in L.A. it's like in the 40s today or something. It's cold. So, you know.
Yeah, you know, surprisingly in L.A., it's been not cold for L.A., which has been rocking the 40s and raining, which we needed the rain anyway. But, you know, so
but
it goes.
But still, it was never supposed to rain in California. There was a song about it. I remember. And it was always sunny in California. I remember this stuff, but now they're lying to us because they're using those vapor sprays, you know, on the you know on the planes and stuff. So
oh, the yeah, the chemtrails.
Yeah, the chemtrails.
There you go.
Yeah, so they're taken care of. Actually, it's a bunch of pot. They're just smoking pot up there is what those things are. Anyhow, it's a great edition of JBTV. I got Robert DeLong in the studio. What is next on our JBTV stage?
I'm going to play an old classic, Long Way Down.
Cool. And where did this one come from?
This one came from, I don't know, my tiny sad brain. I'm not really sure.
When did you write it?
I wrote this song, oh goodness, it was February 2004.
14 is when I first started.
I gotta have
the
Xeno.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could actually told you. I think it was probably like February 15th. Yeah, it was the day after Valentine's Day. But yeah, this is a song, and you know, kind of a song about we're all gonna die. Why not have a good time on the way down? You know, there you go.
You got to. Hey. You can't enjoy life every moment. You gotta live it to its fullest. You know.
I love it.
Yeah, and you're doing it.
Trying.
Yeah, you're doing it. So here it is right now, Long Way Down. This is your show from downtown Chicago, JBTV with Robert DeLong.
The poison, you've been slinging your anecdotes. I've been fucking around while you were saving the world from nothing. The end, the end. Things will never go our way. The end, the end. Things will never go. So take it in, don't hold your breath. The bottom's all I found. Then we get on the long way down. Long way down, long way, long way. On the way down. Long way down, long way. On the way down. Burning out of my eyes, blinding me from the truth. If there's a shadow in me, the dark is a tidal wave inside of you. Taking shots of communion, getting drunk on your antidote. I'll save you a seat next to me down below. In the end, the end. Everyone will go away. In the end, the end. Everything will go. So take it in, don't hold your breath. The bottom's all I found. On the long way down. Long way down, long way, long way. On the long way down. Long way down, long way. Oh, whoa, oh, whoa. Oh, whoa, oh, oh. Oh, whoa, oh, whoa.
Welcome back to JBTV Now, the song that I'm totally, totally in love with. This is going to be a big hit. You're going to get a Grammy for this.
Oh, yeah.
And all this. I'm predicting the future right here. All I can right. do this. And you had K-Flay involved, so tell us more.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, I just met Kayflay years ago at a festival, and then we, you know, re-encountered each other in Silver Lake at a bar. And honestly, when we got together to write this song, it was just, you know, it was like that thing when you're like both in the room, like, what are we gonna do? And, you know, we were just like, you know what? Screw it. We're just going to do whatever. Like, it's just like write this one off the cuff. Like, who cares? Right. And it was really just supernatural. Like, it took maybe 3 hours from start to finish to get wow. this one down, which is always a good sign, you know, that it's just...
It seems like the hit songs, the ones that are so good, take the least amount of time. The ones you think are going to be the big hits, you spend days working on them and tweaking them, and it's like, well, that wasn't the hit. It's the one you spent 3 hours on.
Right, right. You know, there's something, like, natural and visceral about that. And, you know, I think this is a special song because it's very... You know, it's kind of it plays on both of our strengths. You know, I mean, whereas I'm tend to be very like methodical and production oriented in my songwriting. You know, she's very just like quick witted and you know just throwing ideas around. And I think combining those two things together, well, you end up with Favorite Color is Blue.
Yeah, well, here it is right now. This is my favorite song of all time of Robert DeLonge right here, right now on JBTV.
If you would look to the screens behind me, I'm going to beam the visage of my good friend here to sing this song with me. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my friend Kayflay. Socks, I'm watching the phone ring. It's making me angry. It's making me mad. Maxed out minimum wage. My brain is a time bomb. I'm saying goodbye, Mom. I'll see you again. Striking a pose, smiling and posing. With people that I'll never know. I'm out of control, living a fictional prose. I took an oath, it's killing me though, cause I don't believe in the things that I do. And now my favorite color is blue. I'm having a breakdown, drinking at a playground, tequila for one. Too short walking the streets, I'm hating my hair. Cause you say that you're here, but you live on the sun. Well, baby, I'll do what I like. Looking to fight, smoking a blunt in a pipe. Taking a bite, warming the apple. I knew I would have it, cause honey, the bourbon's too fine. Swerve to the side, been driving all night. I'm thinking of changing my name, thinking of wrecking a home. Cause loving and hating are one and the same. And I'm feeling like everyone's feeling alone. I'm just looking for something to soften the blow. A second inside of the truth, I don't see red. Cause now my favorite color is blue.
explode.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. Thanks for showing up. Having a good time.
There you go, the JBTV podcast from Greater Downtown Chicago. So until next time, it's Jerry Bryant in the Windy City saying bye-bye, stay high. And but of course, keep on rocking and rolling with Robert DeLong, a number one artist you should be following on social media. Spread the word. So until next time, bye-bye, and keep on rocking.
There you go, the JBTV podcast, where we bring you the best music, the best interviews, and it's all unscripted and totally unrehearsed. Follow us on all the social media and spread the word. This is JBTV Music Television, the JBTV podcast. JBTV.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.